Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is investigating whether or not a suspected butane hash lab was the cause of an explosion at a residence on Cedar Lane in Cutton on Sunday morning. Firefighters from Humboldt Bay Fire responded to the scene at just after 10 o'clock and found a small fire in a heavily damaged 20 by 20 shed. The force of the explosion had sent debris flying into neighboring yards and caused damage to a house next door. Witnesses reported seeing a man flee the scene following the explosion, although that individual has not been found or contacted by law enforcement. The cause of the explosion appears to be the hash lab, and the butane fumes were sparked by an electric motor. It's believed the man fleeing suffered burns to his face and to his hands. Humboldt Bay firefighters responded to a report of smoke coming from a residence in the 1100 block of Pine Street on Eureka on Friday afternoon. Three engine companies and a ladder truck reached the scene, and firefighters found heavy smoke coming from an attached garage at the rear of the single-family structure, threatening to spread to a second, unattached garage. Firefighters began an interior attack and a search for anyone left inside, but they were told by occupants that everyone had made it out safely and was accounted for. Firefighters were on scene for more than an hour, chasing the fire into odd nooks and void spaces throughout the house due to old construction. Damage to the house and the attached garage was estimated at more than $100,000. There were no injuries reported. Fortuna Police and the California Highway Patrol are investigating a vehicle versus pedestrian collision that involved one of their officers at 15th and Main Streets on Friday afternoon. The officer had come to a stop at the intersection of 15th and Main and was observing a second vehicle when a mother pushing her son in a stroller entered the crosswalk. The officer began to move forward and hit the stroller, knocking it and the mother over. The mom and child suffered minor injuries and were taken to the hospital for treatment. More than 200 Hoopa residents were left without power for more than 12 hours on Saturday after a pickup truck hit a power pole at just after 4 in the morning. CHP officers responded to the scene of the collision, which involved major injuries to occupants of the truck. PG&E work crews were on scene throughout the day, and power was restored by 7:30 on Saturday night. Details surrounding the initial crash, the driver, and any occupants have not been released by the CHP as of yet. The sheriff's office is searching for 29-year-old Charles Kesselring and a second suspect wanted in connection with the armed robbery of a pizza delivery man last week. Deputies reported the victim delivered a pizza to the Manila Community Center and was robbed by Kesselring and the second man, who brandished a machete. They stole the driver's phone, wallet, and then his car before crashing the vehicle on Samoa Boulevard. Kesselring has facial tattoos and is well known to local law enforcement. Anyone with information about him or the second suspect is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The city of Arcata will sell surplus and used equipment at an auction that ends on June 16th. Between today and the 15th, potential bidders can view the items up for auction at the city's Corporation Yard on G Street in Arcata. The city is selling an ATV, a fertilizer spreader, arc welder, and generator, among many other items. Bids will be accepted through the 16th. Contact the city for more information. Time now for our community news. In this month's Our Community News, we've turned the focus to water and boating recreation and the impact those activities have on the economic life of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the southern coast of Oregon. Visitors flock to the region as the temperatures warm up each year to take advantage of rafting, swimming, boating, and fishing, and for many businesses, this is the time of year when they make their money. While our region is known for its trees, you can only stare in awe for so long before it's time to hit a trail and find a local river or a lake for some recreation. The Rogue River in Oregon is a popular spot as visitors can take advantage of flowing down the river for an easy ride or hit the whitewater for a bit more excitement. Rivers throughout the North Coast and in southern Oregon are home to rafting and fishing businesses that allow patrons to take advantage of the natural beauty of this rugged region, and the increased focus on attracting tourists and visitors from outside the area is part of their success. Businesses that cater to outdoor enthusiasts are a staple in our region and play an increasingly important role in the economic life of our communities. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.